Now, usually I'm delighted to see Margaret because she comes up with all sorts of great stuff. And last week she was talking about an Essex musician. But this week she's going to be bringing all sorts of germs with her because she's talking about the plague. But the plague in Colchester. I don't think I ever knew the plague in Colchester. I suppose it got everywhere.
Oh, indeed it did. It certainly got to Colchester. And more specifically, it got to Colchester in 1665.
Right.
And it lasted for a whole year. Can you imagine? Well, come with me back to Colchester in 1665, and I think you'll see the reason why. No proper drainage, no street cleaning, rubbish just piled everywhere. People themselves weren't particularly clean, as we all know, and hardly surprising that the plague broke out. And it broke out very seriously, and people began to die from the plague. Very little that medical treatment could do. And given the medical knowledge in 1665, perhaps hardly surprising. People began to panic and to run away from Colchester town. And I suppose it was a natural reaction to run away from where the plague was taking root and to try and find somewhere where you'd be safe. But in actual fact, that was probably the worst thing they could have done because it simply spread the plague into other Essex towns and other Essex villages. And things became so desperate that the contemporary records say that it was a time of desperation and complete lawlessness. Law and order had broken down, taking advantage of the chaos that was happening. And the justices and the mayor of Colchester were frantic, not knowing what to do. So they began to put in place some very basic emergency measures. Quarantine was one of the measures they came up with, so that anybody who was directly involved with somebody who had the plague, such as physicians who were treating people or grave diggers who were digging graves to put the bodies, were quarantined in a certain area of Colchester and forbidden from leaving that particular area. And we can see the logic of this to try and contain the plague within a certain area where hopefully in the end it would be wiped out.
Did it work?
Well, we're not sure whether it did help or whether the plague, as plagues often did, in the end died down of its own accord. But certainly those primitive measures made the administrators of the town of Colchester, the senior people, the justices, the mayor, the lords of the manor, begin to see that they needed to bring in at least some rudimentary hygiene precautions. And there was a very little street cleaning done, the rubbish was got rid of, and they tried to make an effort, but it was on a very limited scale. It was more about trying to contain the plague rather than looking at any measures to as a preventative for it reoccurring in the future. And one of the things that they came up with was a sovereign remedy to cure you of the plague. Now, again, whether this had played a part in stopping the plague, I don't know. But it was marigold flowers steeped in vinegar and eaten as a salad.
Well, there's a novelty. I mean, I always imagined that the plague in London really was finished by the Great Fire of London, but obviously there wasn't a fire in Colchester, so maybe the marigold plant did its stuff.
Well, it may have done. Lemon juice was another sovereign remedy, and as we know today, if it boosts your vitamin C levels, it probably did help in maybe stopping a few people from catching the plague. But we nevertheless know from the records that over 4,500 people died of the plague in Colchester, and trade was very severely affected because obviously nobody was coming to Colchester to buy or to sell.
No, quite not. So I understand why.
It was a bad time for everybody. The fact that it ended didn't mean that plague never revisited Colchester, but never quite as badly as 1665, 1666.
Fine. Thank you very much indeed. So where are you off to? Somewhere hopefully a little bit more healthy next week.
Well, I'm staying in Colchester, actually, but I'm looking at an earthquake this time.
Right. So
the Colchester earthquake.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.